As the economy gets worse, does it follow that crime will get worse too? That's a question on the minds of police departments around the country. According to one study from the Police Executive Research Forum, about 44% of police departments report increases in property crime in recent months that they believe can be traced to the economic downturn. 55% of the police departments said they had seen no such increase. In fact, this month, the police chief in Los Angeles reported that property crime there is down about 7% so far this year. Criminologist Richard Rosenfeld studies crime patterns. He's with the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Professor Rosenfeld, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And I want to focus with you on property crime in particular, burglary, robbery, crimes that you would call forms of what you've called parasitical consumption. When you look at past patterns in times of economic recession, what's happened with property crime?
What we tend to see in my own research and accumulating research done by others is that during economic downturns, property crime tends to go up. And by property crime, I mean burglary, larceny, which is theft unaccompanied by force, and motor vehicle theft. And we also would include robbery in that category, even though technically a violent crime, robbery has an obvious economic motivation.
And when you say goes up, have you been able to quantify how much it's gone up?
Well, to a certain degree, that depends upon the duration and extent of the downturn. We saw major increases in property crime and robbery, for example, during the early 1980s recession.
Now, when you think about that, I mean, there was a lot going on in the 1980s apart from the recession.
Right.
There were certainly spikes in drug warfare that would presumably contribute a lot to that.
Right. Well, the property crime increases that accompanied the recession tended to occur prior to the growth of the crack markets in urban areas. And the crack markets in those days stimulated a great deal of violent crime. I don't think it's correct that property crime was stimulated as much by the drug markets.
Mm. How long would you say it would take to show an effect on crime, if there were to be one, during a time of recession?
That's difficult to say. We tend to use annualized data when we do these studies. And so in my own research, the lag is perhaps a year. Sometimes it appears within a year. My own view is that we're looking at the possibility of property crime increases over the next year, and especially as the warmer months come on us.
You know, when you think about perpetrators behind what you anticipate may be going on in the future, you know, it doesn't seem like an economic downturn would be enough to take somebody who's been virtuous and not a criminal and turn them into a burglar. I mean, is it just that it's the same people, instead of committing 10 burglaries, are now committing 20? I mean, what's going on there?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. What I think happens more is some consumers begin entering the so-called underground markets in which stolen goods are purveyed. And as that demand expands, the incentives for criminals to supply those markets will go up. It's not the case that downturns transform virtuous people into street criminals.
There are many schools of thought on this, and there seem to be a lot of people who would say there actually is no correlation between the economy and crime, or at least they may draw different conclusions than you do.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain that?
Well, very respectfully, I think they're wrong. There's been a long-running debate in criminology and social science generally about the relationship between economic conditions and crime. One of the reasons I think that some people believe there's little or no relationship is because of the use of the unemployment rate as the key economic indicator. I don't think that's the best indicator for understanding changes in crime rates. When we use a better indicator, one being gross domestic product per capita, that is just a measure of the overall expansion of the economy, or an even better one in my view, which is consumer confidence, we do tend to see a connection between economic downturns and crime increases.
We've been talking with Richard Rosenfeld. He's a criminologist at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Professor Rosenfeld, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.